Is China forcing U.S. tech companies to hand over their secrets?
It's not written down, and this is why the Chinese government has been able to deny up until now that this happens on a systemic level.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The U.S. trade war with China is very much about technology. The Trump administration is set to roll out new restrictions on Chinese tech investments in the United States and possibly more tariffs in areas like robotics, aerospace, and green tech. That's on top of the new 25% tax set to take effect on July 6th on other Chinese imports, many of them tech-related. The U.S. says the taxes are punishment for intellectual property theft and forced technology transfer, this idea that American companies have to share tech secrets with Chinese companies in order to do business there. Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. I asked her what Chinese manufacturers are saying about the tariffs.
A lot of them actually don't really buy the U.S. argument that these tariffs is about IP protection. In fact, most of them, actually all of the people I've spoken to, whether they're academics, whether they're manufacturers, they say this is about stunting China's rise.
Do you think that they're right? Do you think that the IP theft concerns from the U.S. government are not legitimate, that this is primarily about stunting China's rise?
I think what people here dispute is this term forced tech transfer. Okay, because a lot of times this happens through joint ventures, especially with state-owned enterprises. So you're talking about the green car industry, well, actually the whole automobile industry, but also financial services, strategic sectors that the government here feels is very important. That's when you have to have a joint venture. And in those joint ventures, these companies are saying, European ones, also American firms are saying that they've been told in no uncertain terms that if they don't hand over this tech transfer, then they're not going to get certain market access. It's not written down. And this is why the Chinese government has been able to deny up until now that this happens on a systemic level.
It seems like one of the many complicating factors in this kind of trade cold war that we're in now is that the supply chains are very intertwined, that the U.S. market is very dependent on Chinese components, and that the Chinese market is also very dependent on U.S. components. How much are people talking about that? Like just needing semiconductors for their phones?
I have spoken to, for example, TV manufacturers. What they're looking for is they've decided that, okay, if this is what the rules are in the Trump administration, that they're against imports from China, then let's base our production somewhere else. Maybe set up a plant in the U.S., which sounds good. But then at the end of the day, China's advantage has always been price and also the logistics, right? It has the capability of producing large quantities. And U.S. is a huge market for them. So whether these plants or whether these other local manufacturers can really provide that kind of volume that they need is another question. And also how much will it take to cost to build? There is this sense when I talk to people is that both governments need to satisfy the consumer. Right. Who are the ones who are going to bear the brunt of they're going to have to bear the extra costs themselves, because none of the manufacturers I've spoken to said that they're going to absorb this cost. They can't. 15%, 25%. They can't. The margins that China is working on are very small. What they're gaining on is volume. Right. They sell more so then they can earn more. But actually, you know, per product, their profit margins are very, very small. So if you're talking about 25%, they definitely have to pass it on to the consumer. And so there's this belief amongst them that at some point in time, the two governments have to negotiate and compromise. And they're hoping, even now, with the tariffs that are going to be effective July 6th, there is some hope that something could change before then.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent. Tomorrow, we'll talk with her about that country's Made in China 2025 plan, a government push for advanced manufacturing that is also meant to close the technology gap. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.